T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
First, on the news you sort of broke this morning, you spoke to Rick Stansberry recently, the former Mississippi State and Western Kentucky coach who was an assistant on Penny Hardaway's staff at Memphis this past season, and he told you that he wants to return, he intends to return as an assistant coach at Memphis, which feels like a pretty big deal. Obviously, Penny has these former head coach types he had. To start off, you had Sam Mitchell. That lasted a year.
We had Larry Brown that didn't get approved, then Sam Mitchell, then Larry Brown. Right?
I don't think Larry Brown came the second year, though.
I thought he tried to bring in
Sam
Larry
Mitchell.
Brown.
Did Sam Mitchell last 2 years? No, just 1 year. Who was on the 2019-20 staff?
You had Cody Toppert, Mike Miller, right? Tony Madlock.
Yeah, so maybe Madlock was kind of the former head coach, if you will, even though he was an interim coach on that staff. And then, yes, Larry Brown for a season, then Frank Haith for a season, and now you have Rick Stansberry. So he'll be the first of these former head coach types to last 2 years. What does it mean to you? I mean, you follow this program as closely as anyone, Jason. Rick Stansberry kind of declaring, one, that he believes in Penny Hardaway, but two, that he plans to return. What does that mean for the program?
Well, I mean, so you just kind of alluded to the first answer there is continuity. That's kind of been one of the bigger, I don't know if knock is the right term, but it's kind of been a pattern that it's difficult to keep, Penny has not been able to retain or wanted to retain lead assistants for multiple seasons very often, if ever. And so this is really, I mean, I think it's very big for the program in that regard. A lot of people assumed, because of past history and because of the way the season went, that he would not be back, that Rick Stansberry would not be back. But based on my discussion with him, he made it pretty clear that he, despite how things unfolded in the back half of the year, still very much believes and is confident in what this program is capable of, what Penny Hardaway is building at Memphis. And so I don't know. Yeah, I think it's big for a lot of reasons. I think it's big for continuity's sake. I think it's big for Penny's sake. I think it's big for recruiting's sake. I think I think it should be welcome news for everybody who's a fan of the program.
How surprising did you find the news?
I guess somewhat surprising, just because of all, what I was...
The way the season ended, yeah.
Yeah, the way the season ended and the way things usually pan out in the off season with the turnover on his staff and all that stuff, like you kind of have grown to expect that to be the case every year. So I would say, yeah, pretty, I'm not shocked, but certainly not mildly surprised. I'd started to hear toward the end of the season and right as the season ended that you know, there was a lot of people just sort of assuming that he was going to be gone. Just no questions asked. It wasn't a good fit or whatever, and that didn't match what I was hearing. And so by the time Rick and I finally talked, it didn't blow me away what he told me. But you know, before, if you had told me with a month left in the season, or if you had told me around the time of the Texas trip that this was going to be what was going to happen, then I would have probably been like, wow, okay, that's pretty surprising.
Why do you think this is good news?
For a variety of reasons. I mean, recruiting, continuity, and honestly, Rick Stansbury or a coach like Rick Stansbury it's just good to have somebody like him on staff for a lot of reasons. I mean, he's been doing this a very, very long time. He knows basketball. He can help in so many different ways elevate the status of a program. But at you know, kind of like in the moment with this news, I think it's another. Yeah, it's a good. I mean, what was it last week? We had Laird Veach come out and sort of give his vote of confidence to Penny Hardaway, and now you've got kind of piggybacking off that, you've got Rick Stansbury doing the same similar thing, and. So yeah, it's good. It's good for the stability of the program and the continuity of the program.
It is. I don't know, weird or telling or whatever, that very few places would an assistant staying feel like a vote of confidence for a coach. But I actually do think it is like very important for Penny to have Rick Stansbury. You know, like obviously it would have been handled delicately, but to have him quietly kind of bail after 1 year would have been kind of reinforcing a narrative that is out there. And with Rick staying, I do think it will help Penny quell some of the, you know, let's just be honest, concerns that have emerged because of the step back the team took over the last couple months. Now, that being said, Rick Stansbury was in that locker room during the entire collapse too, and he wasn't able to stop it either. You know, like, I don't know, you know, like, so there's some things they got to sort out still, even though you return Rick Stansbury. And, you know, frankly, with Penny and Rick Stansbury, I have no doubt they're going to get some players this offseason. That's not my concern. They got players last offseason. It's all about the melding of it together. And I'm curious, as you watched the tournament played out, as you watched and were around some of these teams in Memphis this week, Jason, anything we talked about it a little bit in our open, sort of what we've gleaned from who essentially has been successful this year. The teams that made the Sweet 16, are there common threads for maybe Memphis to try and emulate or what have you as it tries to get back on track? And I'm curious, what do you see big picture wise as you're watching this tournament play out that could be useful for Penny and Memphis as they try to get this thing headed back in the right direction again this off season and next season?
Well, so excuse me, as I was working last night, I happened to run into Kellen Sampson in the hallway.
Kellen, the son, right? Kellen.
Yes, okay. Yes. Kellen, the assistant.
Okay.
The assistant coach at Houston. I ran into him and actually had, like, we talked for about 10 minutes. And some of what we talked about, and I'm sure he doesn't mind me sharing this, but some of what we talked about was how, you know, the last few years, the most successful teams like probably the four most successful teams of the past couple of seasons, three seasons, Houston, Kansas, Houston, you know, pick your four, but Houston's in there. Mm-hmm. Is
UConn's in there.
Carryover, roster stability, roster, development. You know what I mean? Like developing players as opposed to the constant return every year of these, you know, of this mass roster turn every year. And so, you know, that rings true to me, is that if Memphis is going to, I think the way Laird Veach phrased it was get back on track, Memphis needs to start. That's a good place to start. You know what I mean? Not having this drastic, dramatic turnover every single season. And, you know, I was talking about this with somebody last week. They were like, you know, oh, it's going to be another season of just complete and total revamp and start all over from scratch or whatever. And it's like, so if we sit here right now today and we say, here are the guys who can return and have not announced anything one way or the other. You've got five guys on the roster, on this past season's roster, who are eligible to return and have not said anything publicly one way or the other about they will or they won't come back.
Hardaway. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, Ashton Hardaway, Carl Sharon Font, Nicholas Jourdain, Joe Cooper, and David Jones. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm leaving anybody out.
Jourdain has said he's coming back, but you know, that's ultimately, I believe him, but ultimately, you know, these things also change on the fly a lot. But yeah, he said he's coming back.
Agree 100% on that. So the point is, last offseason you had two guys from the previous roster come back. If those five guys come back, well, that's...
And Malcolm didn't come back until the end of the summer. Malcolm was in the portal.
Yes. So you were down to Jaden, who was the lone carryover throughout the entire offseason. That's a pretty dramatic improvement. Like, it's still not great. Like, you'd rather have more than that, obviously. But to potentially have five guys carry over from one season to the next... I think is a good step in the right direction. Also continuing to bring in young guys. Last offseason they brought in three high school guys, Ashton Hardaway, Sharon Font, and JJ Taylor. Obviously JJ Taylor didn't work out, but they've got Jared Harris signed, 6'2" guard out of Texas. Actually talked to Kellen a little bit about him. He knows him. He's aware of who Jared Harris is and thinks that it's a really good sign for Memphis. Still don't know whether or not he's actually going to make it. We'll see. Obviously, like the Nick Jourdain thing, those sorts of things are fluid. But, I think that's probably, as you sort of digest March Madness and you want to try to take things from how the successful programs are operating, that's a big one to me.
You mentioned those five guys. Do you feel good that he's going to bring, like, let's say David Jones, I very clearly feels like it's up in the air, right? Would that be a fair characterization? Nick Jourdain has at least publicly said previously he plans to return. Let's chalk him for now in the coming back column, because he has said he's coming back and we've not heard anything otherwise. And that leaves you with Sharon Font, Ashton Hardaway, and Joe Cooper. I think it's safe to assume Joe Cooper's going to come back. Whether it's on scholarship, I don't know. He was a walk-on this year. And that leaves you with Sharon Font and Ashton Hardaway. Have you gotten any sense there either way? I know the Ashton one would maybe seem obvious, but at the same time, I think anyone trying to draw conclusions in this era of college basketball, even with the sun, you know, you never know. It seems like to me. I don't know. But how do you ballpark this thing? Or how do you sort of, in terms of, do you think he returns both those guys? What's your sense of the situation there?
Yeah, so I couldn't agree with you more on the whole you never know thing. I mean, honestly, like, despite whatever anybody ever says or whatever connections, relationships there may or may not be, you don't ever know. Like, for anybody who's just, you know, like, over the past few weeks or whenever Ashton Hardaway, even all the way going back to when he signed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.